Coming to Victoria and visiting my family, I had a lot of doubt how my year would go this year. Entering a new school, meeting new people, and preparing for some new adjustments, I knew I had a long ways to go. I remember going into acting class, not knowing anyone, sitting in the corner waiting for the teacher to take attendance. Of course, it had to be Mr. Cloak, late as always. As he walked through the door, I was sitting there impatiently waiting for him to start. I'll never forget the things Mr. Cloak did for me, giving me so much faith and confidence. I can never express how I appreciate the memories he gave me here at Mount Doug. Mr. Cloak wasn't just a teacher to me, he was a friend. A friend that stood by me whenever I needed him. The best days of school were the ones spent in the acting class, where the energy was high, and where you can act like a goof without getting in trouble.
Good vibes, man.
Now, Kevin and I went up and read a poem. That's something we just kind of learned from Mr. Cloak this year. I've learned that you cannot make someone love you. All you can do is be the someone who can be loved. The rest is up to them. That no matter how much you care, some people just don't care back. That it takes years to build up trust and only seconds to destroy it. That it's not what you have in your life, but who you have in your life that counts. That you can get by on charm for 15 minutes. After that, you know better know something. That you shouldn't compare yourself to the best others can do.
That you should always leave loved ones with loving words, and maybe the last time you see them. That you can keep on going long after you think you can't. That we are responsible for what we do, no matter how we feel. That either you control your attitude or it controls you. That heroes are people who do what has to be done when it needs to be done, regardless of the consequences.
That my best friend and I can do anything or nothing and have the best time. That sometimes the people you expect to kick you when you're down will be the ones that help you get back up. That true friendship continues to grow even over the longest distance. Same goes for true love. That just because someone doesn't love you the way you want them to, doesn't mean they don't have... doesn't mean they don't love you with all they have. That maturity has more to do with the type of experiences you've had and what you've learned from them, and less to do with the how many birthdays you celebrate.
That your family won't always be there for you. It may seem funny, but the people you are related to can take care of you and love you and teach you to trust again. Families aren't always biological. That no matter how good a friend is, they're going to hurt you every once in a while, and you must forgive them for that. That it isn't always enough to be forgiven by others. Sometimes you must learn to forgive yourself. That no matter how bad your heart is broken, the world doesn't stop for your grief. That our background and circumstances may have influenced who we are, but we are responsible for who we become.
That we don't have to change friends if we understand that friends change. That two people can look at the exact same thing and see something totally different. That your life can be changed in a matter of hours by people you don't even know. That even when you think you have no more to give, when a friend cries out to you, you will find the strength to help. That the people you care about most in life are taken from you too soon. So to Mr. Cloak, I say thank you and farewell.